The Mid-Murray Council has unveiled an astro-tourism strategy to tap into the stellar potential of the region's International Dark Sky Reserve, the only one of its kind in Australia. One development that is already underway is Swan Reach Imaging. Paul Hasey is building a private observatory in the area. He joins me to discuss. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Jenny.
You must be pleased to see more investment and planning in what you can already tell is an extraordinary tourism destination.
Oh, look, I think it's early days yet, but the signs are looking very good for the planning regarding the International Dark Sky Reserve. We're keen to see a lot of the night sky being protected, so that's fantastic.
All right. How does one protect the night sky? Is it about removing light pollution and that sort of thing?
Well, exactly that. There is a strategy, an ongoing strategy, that's being discussed with various people with council and state government regarding dealing with errant lighting, so lights, LED lights, being shielded properly so that they're facing towards the ground and not up into the night sky, and that's how you protect the night sky.
And it is just amazing, isn't it, looking up into the sky from there?
Oh, indeed, it's very dark. Out in the reserve, the recorded levels were 21.9 on average, which is extraordinarily good for a dark sky reserve. Normally, a normal reading of 22 is a very acceptable level to the point that it's considered to be totally dark.
Mm. Yeah. And, you know, it's that classic when you go out into the country, you really can see the beautiful depth of the sky. And you're making that even more accessible through your observatory. Tell us about this project.
Well, we've been developing this idea for probably 2 or 3 years. Where we purchased the property within, that's my business partner and I, Jared Coe, within the reserve, just around the time it was being declared. We were aware that it was going to be declared. So we purchased this property. Both of us have been into astrophotography for quite some time. The property itself and the idea is that we have a facility where, or a group of facilities where we have these gigantic roll-off roofs, and the roof slides away, and it contained within it is clients' equipment. Their equipment is accessible via the internet, and our clients will come from places like light-polluted Europe, light-polluted America, anywhere really, to be honest. But and some private individuals, some universities would like to use, you know, dark sky sites such as ours.
Yeah, right. And so you're also, from what I understand, asking those astronomers to send over equipment to the region so you can get those photographs as well.
Yes, that's right. They send their equipment. We set it up in place within the one of the observatories, and then they get access via the internet to their equipment. They can see what their equipment's doing at any one particular time via webcams that monitor what's going on within the facility. And, the sky's the limit, as it were, for imaging as far as they're concerned. Yeah,
nice one. Paul Hasey of Swan Reach Imaging is with us. So would this be something that, you know, people who love the night sky can come and check out, or would it... would that be more something that the Mid-Murray Council's looking at into the future, having more publicly available facilities?
Yeah, our facilities won't have public access in that regard. However, I do know that the Council and the River Murray Dark Sky Reserve group are looking forward to creating different spaces for people to use in the Dark Sky region. There are currently quite a lot of astro-tourism going on, but of course there's always room for more. I think you'll find there's some dark sky reserve cruises, there is some sort of walkabout tours, and various other spots. I think Meldander's got something as well, I think, over on the other side there towards Sudan.
Yeah, as they say, tapping into that potential, because there's so much more that can be done, right?
Agreed. It's quite expansive, really, what could happen. And really, it's up to the imagination of anyone who's interested in developing a concept or an idea out there. The reserve's been declared simply because it is so dark, and people who have a mindset to take advantage of it or just even to enjoy the night sky, ought to get out there and have a bit of a look around and find a place that suits you.
Can we see some of your beautiful images anywhere?
I'm still doing some testing. However, I have a website called paulhazy.net. There's a dark sky section there, like deep sky objects. See the sort of images that we normally produce. Mm. I've owned other facilities before, one at Clayton Bay quite a few years ago. So we're aiming to do better than what we've already achieved in the past, and I'm sure we will.
Right. So you've been a lover of capturing these beautiful scenes for a long time, right?
Indeed. Mm. Yes. Many, many, many years over the course of 45, 50, nearly 50 years now. So, yeah, I've enjoyed the night sky for a long period of time.
Yeah. What do you think it is about it? I mean, it's just so magnificent and takes you to an interesting place mentally, doesn't it, to look up so far and see those beautiful things and being able to capture them with really good technology as well that you might not be able to see with the naked eye.
Well, agreed. I guess it sort of puts us in a perspective of where we are in the universe. The entire universe is so large that it's hard to think about the actual volume of it. But it's not only open for astrophotography, it's also open for people with a range of telescopes. And you don't need to have a lot of money to own a fairly good telescope. So, people should also try and enjoy it out there, cause given it's so dark. You can see lots and lots of objects, even from, relatively speaking, light-polluted skies. But out there, it's just extra special.
Thanks so much for your time today. Sounds really exciting, Paul Hasey.
No problem. Thank you.